I'm so proud of you. The way you've navigated these last 18 months, the way you've dug in anyway and kept things going, kept you and your family's life moving forward in spite of everything. How we long to hear those words, how proud people are of us, especially from the people we love and who love us. They're powerful words, life-changing, life-giving words. And yet so many of us struggle to remember the last time someone said that of us, said that to us. Maybe that's just me. It's interesting, isn't it, that whilst we know we can feel the power of these five special words, we so rarely bestow them on others, even on the people closest to us. From a mother or father to a child about even the tiniest accomplishment, or from a child of any age to a parent about how they have conducted just a small part of their life. The power in this inspiring and transformative phrase cannot be overstated, despite it being often underused. Perhaps we feel awkward, emotional, uncomfortable, patronizing even, but assuming that people know how we feel about them well. It's a bit of a get-out, don't you think? It helps us to avoid the emotional effort of saying something that might require a little move out of the comfort zone. I remember talking to an old friend a few years ago. I was really just listening rather than talking. And he was telling me about his dad, about how unreasonable he'd been, and that he, my friend, was waiting for his dad to apologise or make the first move in some sort of reconciliation. I don't remember the exact situation, but I do remember watching a light bulb moment for my friend. That as he was talking to me, complaining to me about how his dad should do this, his dad should do the other, I saw a realization cross his face. That he should be the one to make the first move. It doesn't matter that his dad was, well, dad. It didn't matter that his dad was obviously the oldest. What mattered was putting things right and moving on, adding to their relationship rather than taking anything from it. Now that would be something to be proud of. And so it is with us, isn't it? That there are people in our personal and professional lives who should know better, yes, but since we're the ones claiming to know better, perhaps we should take the lead. That whilst other people should recognise you, recognise what you've achieved or accomplished, perhaps other people should be telling you how proud they are of you. But I want to encourage you that rather than seeking this sort of attention, impart it to others. Not gratuitously, no, that's just being patronising, but find something, find a way to let someone you care about or even someone for whom you are caring, whether a family member, a colleague, your boss even, find a way to let them know. Let them know for that this thing, this specific thing, you are truly proud of them. It'll make a difference. It could change something. It could change the life of a child or a grown-up, but never assume they know. Tell them and let me know. Make me proud. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to one of our Ripple Effect podcasts. If you'd like more information about how Open Water help people and businesses all over the planet to be more connected more easily, then dive into our website at www.open-water.com.